Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome to another edition here of the Brilliantly Dumb Show. Mikey V coming in hot there with the Bears cat. I think my AC's broken, Mikey. It's hot as a motherfucker in here.
Jesus Christ, bro. What the fuck? Put a hat on, dog.
Is it bad?
I mean, you look like you just got out of the sauna.
You know, well, I did.
Yeah, well, it looks that way.
How's that
Not that
cold
that's
plunge?
bad.
How's that cold plunge
Oh,
working? Is that not
dude.
amazing?
It's great. It's
Is that not
great.
unbelievable?
I really thought, like, I was like, how much can it really live up to the hype? I mean, my legs felt like lead the other day. I came out and everything was just like a wave of just everything lightened up. It was great. It's
Now,
fantastic.
do you shower after? Because I hear rumors that you're not supposed to shower after. There's a
I
lot
heard
of things
you're
out there.
not, yeah, there's a lot of like steps, I guess you gotta
Here's our boy, ladies and gentlemen, Joey
Joseph.
D.
Look at that Panera cup though, baby.
The big box office has entered the chat, ladies and gentlemen, out of Barnaby, Vancouver, British Columbia. Let's give a warm round of applause for the D-Man. Ladies and gentlemen. Ha, look at the D-Man.
That's not what I need to start my day off today. Let me tell you, this Instagram thing is very worrisome.
Concern. It's a serious concern, as Mikey B
How do
said
you lose
talking.
314,000 followers?
It,
I mean,
dude.
but what does it show? How many followers do you have right now? What does it show? It doesn't show that It
you have
says on like, the top, it says yeah, but on
313.
your
But then
page
look at
though,
that negative thing.
that's what I
Joe,
mean.
they
Like, don't
should
worry
fix
about that.
that.
Yeah, how
They
do I look?
should.
I can't look at my own page. I don't know.
They should
What do you mean? You look at your profile page. What do you mean?
Yeah, it
Was it?
says here at 313,
Yeah.
but
Then what are
that.
you? Yeah. What are you worried about?
But analytics are everything. That's what everybody looks at. That's what if say if Panera comes knocking this week and they see I have negative 313,000 Can't see that. Joe.
follows.
Put that on Joey D's tombstone.
Tombstone. Yeah.
Analytics are analytics are
That's
everything.
what the game's all about. It's about analytics.
But you know what, Joe? And this is horrifying, but honestly, I've especially with how much Instagram's been acting up,
Yeah.
I've realized that this could all be taken away at any time. It
We just
really
have to,
is.
yeah, we just have to make sure that we're on multiple different
Don't worry,
platforms
guys.
now. I'll get you a job as soon as it all comes crumbling down. I got
What
jobs for you.
would you
I got it all lined up. Yeah,
Mikey?
sure. Yeah.
Would you
Yep.
recommend us?
Look at Joe smirking because he can't even his mind can't even fathom the idea of him having to go back to like a real job. His mind wouldn't even like the thought, it poisons his brain. He can't even like, it's so disgusting to him now to even consider that. And imagine if he had to work for me, if he had to punch a clock and I was like, yeah, listen, you got to go over there,
Oh
pal.
boy.
Oh, that'd be great.
Oh.
Oh, that'd be great.
Joey D,
Look,
have
look,
you
look, look, look. He's getting the look
yo,
of disdain.
would you
This is my industry now. This is my job.
this is your industry? Who are you,
Yeah.
Prince? This is what is it? What is this? The music industry? What industry are we
No,
talking listen,
about?
we're in the
I do
concert.
like that shirt though, by the way.
Great
I do like
shirt.
that. I like that shirt. I
Great
do like
shirt.
that shirt.
Better rug.
Thank you. I like that color. I'm converting. I told my wife this yesterday. I said, I'm really Forest green
coming
is
around.
nice.
I'm coming around to green big. I think green is a really, I'm gonna say, you ask people their favorite color. I don't know how often green comes out. I think green really is making a run. Because I was always a blue guy, and now as I'm getting older, I kind of really getting on the green
Yeah,
train.
green,
I
especially if like you have green.
like darker
Like this skin. green.
Yeah. That's
That
like
green
this.
on your
Yeah, that's
shirt.
a
Yeah.
forest green.
Yep.
It pops.
Yeah, I like that color a lot.
Joey D came showed up to dinner the other night, and I look, it's something that I'm usually not for, but it looked pretty good. He had the ripped pants, Mikey, like the holes in the pants.
Yeah.
It was an
See,
interesting
Joe
look.
is very up on that. I can't pull that off. Like, I
You
could
can
never.
pull it
I'd
off,
look,
Michael.
Joe.
I
I
don't
mean,
want
I'm
to.
too. I would look ridiculous. Me walking into some place with ripped pants. They would. I just think I'm too like doofy.
Bob, the fabric on Mikey's ripped jeans, just that fabric alone could be the pants on some people.
That's what I'm saying. It would be hard to pull that off of
You
you.
know, look, I don't want to bring this back to hair, but I do think when you have the flow that he does, I just think you
Yeah.
could pull off, like even all the way down to the pants, you could end up pulling off things that
Dude,
you can't
the
normally.
hair
I
doesn't
saw.
I
Change the pants,
swear,
Bob.
yeah, it
Surprise,
changes a
Joe.
lot,
You'd
dude.
be
Like I
surprised.
swear to God, I see old guys like old guys walk into like a meeting or a luncheon or something like this, and they walk in and it's like, you know, if they didn't, it's just the hair. If you're an older guy, especially like 60s, and these guys got a full set, and even if it's gray or white, but they got it like slick back,
yeah,
a little shine or a little sheen to it, they could just like, they just pull it off. Like everything else just works because their hair, it's just unbelievable. Yeah. That ain't doing it.
Oh, really?
That ain't doing
yeah,
it.
Yeah. I actually,
and I mean me, good. I'm toast. So right. I mean, like,
but
I'm
you,
toast, but,
yeah, but Bob, you're free now.
You're pretty good though, Bob.
I thought it looked okay. You know, what's really coming in, and the Big Ticket took a picture of it, and then he just sent it to me on a random day, which is so sick. But again, something that I would do. He was sitting behind me while we were watching the Masters, and he just held on to this photo. He just sent it to me the other day. I got some back leakage like you wouldn't believe.
He taps his hair. No. He pulls his hair.
I agree, Mikey.
Got nothing to do with that.
It's like, Joe, it's like trying to plant a flower bed and you start stomping
no,
on it.
No, because Joe, you were always a hat guy, weren't you? Didn't you always wear hats?
Yeah, I always wore hats.
Yeah, I mean, like, it's just genetics. Either you got it or you don't.
I agree. I don't think it has anything to do with...
They say that if you wear hats a lot, though, it helps your balding.
I see a lot of YouTubers now, too, where they're just bleeding from the front and they're not wearing a hat just to... And I respect that, like, really going out there and just saying, you know what, fuck it. But I think that they think that because they're not wearing a hat, it's going to help. Well, Mikey V said it's true. It's genetics. You have it or you don't have it. And
I might wear a hat into the wedding.
That is a little rough around the edge.
Bob just wears a have a day hat.
You pull it off.
Everybody be like, all right, man, take it easy. We get it.
I'd just be like, Bob, before the speech, take the hat off.
Yeah. Folks, we interrupt the Brilliantly Dumb Show to let you know that the Brilliantly Dumb Show is brought to you by the fine folks over at AG1. I'm telling you right now, Athletic Greens is the real deal. I take it every single morning. Every single morning, I'm suiting up with the one, the only Athletic Greens. It's just one scoop mixed in water once a day, every day. It makes me feel energized, helps your gut health, and does it all. Do the right thing. Knock down some AG1 today. You can't go wrong. If there's one product I had to recommend to elevate your health, it's AG1, and that's why I've partnered with them for so long. So if you want to take ownership of your health, start with AG1. Try AG1 and get a free one-year supply of vitamin D3 plus K2 and 5 free AG1 travel packs with your first purchase exclusively at drinkag1.com/dumb. That's drinkag1.com/dumb. You cannot go wrong. Start your day right. Take care of your health. Take ownership of your health with the fine folks over at AG1, Athletic Greens to the moon.
I'm gonna
come for that ass, Joey Day.
I'm gonna
come for that ass.
Mikey V, I'm gonna be unraveled.
Yeah. Oh man, dude. I would love to see Mikey V just get fucking bombed and just start slurring and just have
all right, to, all right, all right. He's not gonna do that, Bob.
Absolutely just
not gonna do that.
I would love nothing more than for this guy to just completely
he's not gonna
bomb
do that, Bob.
And then
he's not
show up
that.
Tuesday morning and just absolutely
No, I would never do that. No. I would not. I got too much respect.
He's going to take it very seriously, which is why he's going to be the MC.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Co-MC. Now, Mikey, just in person, do you know the other MC that's going to be going at Joey? Have you guys talked much?
Yeah. I connected them. Yeah.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Text message. She's unbelievable, by the way, too. She's so regimented, organized. I got to MC my cousin's wedding in a month. I haven't even started anything.
Now that I would
pay. What do you mean by you haven't started anything?
I don't have a script. I don't have
any script. I'm not going to have a script, Joe.
She's going to send you an entire.
That would be great. If I could get an itinerary, that would be great.
She's going to have everything. Everything
that's
detailed.
Fine. Listen, I'm so anally organized like that. Like if somebody else could take the reins and do that for me, that's excellent. That's just
I think
excellent.
She's actually MC'd like 10 to 12 weddings.
She said that, I think, in one of the things she sent me. She's like, I'm a very experienced wedding MC. Oh. I go, that's wonderful. Okay,
so you got some, wonderful. Yeah, she's got some.
So if he does get bombed, it'll still be okay.
Sure, this is like, you know, like Jordan Love sitting behind Aaron Rodgers, basically, is what this is like. I got to come out, I got to, you know, light the world on fire, but it's, you know, I'm sitting behind a veteran.
Speaking of lighting the world on fire, I mean, how about Mikey V putting together quite a little draft night for the Chicago Bears? Yeah,
he's won the Super Bowl the way he's talking lately.
Yeah, Mikey V on Twitter is a different. He's gonna let you know.
Those Bears look mighty fine right now.
They look mighty fine.
Caleb Williams hasn't even thrown a single pass yet.
Doesn't matter.
How do you know they look fine?
Because I'm gonna tell you this. You watch when they drafted Justin Fields, the way he reacted when he got drafted, and compare that to the way Caleb Williams reacted when he got, like, it's like night and day, man. Like, listen, Caleb Williams could completely flop. He could come out and just be a total bum. He could be a total bum. I don't think he will be, but it could happen. Like you said, Joe, he hasn't thrown a single pass, so you don't know what you're going to get. But I'll tell you what I love more, the emotion, man. This guy, like, it seems like this guy is totally, totally, totally all about it. No question, no hesitation, full on fucking head first. And I appreciate that. I like that.
There was a time not that long ago you didn't like him. You didn't think he was the guy.
I never said I didn't think he was the guy.
You said he didn't have heart, that he's crying on the field.
When did I say he didn't have heart?
You said this a while ago.
I said that there were some things that were concerning to me. Like, I thought that some of the stunts he pulled in college were concerning. I said some of a couple of things. But I had never listened to him speak before. To be fair, I never listened to him in a press conference and stuff.
That the Bears community is vicious in the sense of you guys go at each other's fucking necks. I worry about you in the sense of I think you're putting out a lot of stress going, some of these guys that are coming at it, just let them go.
No, I don't clap at it, not everybody.
I mean, a good amount. It's everybody coming at each other. I worry about you sometimes, Mikey.
I worry about myself often, Bob.
Good thing you got that cold plunge.
Yeah. Stress relief. Sure.
That could bring you back.
It. I tell you what, it's excellent. My hips, knees, lower back.
It's unbelievable. It's not a placebo, right? Like, because sometimes it can't be. Sometimes I wonder if I'm just duped.
I played golf on Monday and I went in for the first time and my legs were lead. For whatever reason, Monday, it was lead. My legs were just completely like, you know, that feeling when everything is just sore, like you walked, it feels like you ran a marathon for whatever reason, even if you didn't. And I went in there and came out and it was like all the pressure in my lower body was just completely alleviated. It was gone. And I'm like, that's not even an exaggeration. It was insane. I couldn't believe it. I was like, how good can it really be? It's really good.
I don't want to be the guy that, like, I never wanted to be the guy that, like, talks about, like, a sauna and a cold plunge and all that. Like, you sound so bad, but I can't stop talking.
No, it's really beneficial. And listen, a cold plunge is not expensive. You could go and get one of those fucking Rubbermaid tubs that they use to, like, I mean, it sounds ridiculous, but they use it to feed livestock, and they're, like, a couple $100. They're huge Rubbermaid tubs. And they're used to really feed livestock.
How is the water regulated to be that cold, though?
Well, they sent me this company sent me a chiller unit with it.
Oh, okay.
Now that obviously that's
because remember Bob was taking ice cubes.
Well, that's if you have just like a Rubbermaid tub, that's what you got to do. You got to just dump ice into it.
That's
I mean, his tub. This guy's got the jacuzzi, like the real like ceramic, like legit.
Oh, it's like balsa wood on the sides.
No, it's not. It's a plastic.
Yeah, actually, there's ten Eskimos that just blow into the water before he goes into it. Every time he goes into it,
they build an igloo to keep it safe. Around it. And now Perez has a sauna. Can you believe that?
Perez has got the type of hair where if he walks out of a sauna, man, it's just got to look so. I would love to just see him getting out of the sauna with his hair just looking.
Oh, he needs it bad.
He probably should have used it yesterday.
Detoxify.
Oh my God, man. Oh.
He messaged Bob at 8 o'clock saying it was the first 8 o'clock at night. So it was the first time he went down the stairs.
We were out for his birthday, Mikey. He messaged me at 8 o'clock at night and he said, officially made it downstairs. An hour later, he sends me a picture of a Wendy's bag in his passenger seat. I was like, dude, get into that sauna. Get into that fucking... Cutsy threw a fucking fit at me the other day. He fucking... Dude, he fucking chewed me the fuck out the other day.
Why?
I mean, dude, I was like, okay, we got to get Perez something. You know, like I'm thinking like, you know, maybe we get him, like, we're going to go out for dinner, obviously take care of the dinner and everything. But I was like, maybe we get him like some golf shoes or, you know, something. I don't know. Mm-hmm. So I called Bob and I'm like, okay, you know, I'm wondering like, what should we get FP? Like, you know, what do you think? He's like, oh no, I got him something. I'm like, oh, okay. That's nice. I'm like, well, I got to figure something out. I'm like, what did you get him, by the way? He's like, yeah, you know, I got him a sauna. I'm like, you got him a fucking sauna.
That's sauna. That's tough to
know, like he got him a fucking sauna.
You're not gonna.
I don't even
just sit back and relax.
I'm gonna look like a jerk.
Yeah, I wouldn't get him anything. I wouldn't get him anything. I'd be like, I would actually pawn the sauna off as part of my gift as well.
That's what we're doing. That's what we did.
I hope you enjoy the sauna. I hope you enjoy the sauna.
I said, I'll pay the electrical bill. Let me do something. What are we doing here?
An electric company has to like put the specific voltage in for it. But yeah, he lost it. And he was right. I mean, like, I should have let him know. So that's something that we could have gone. He's like, oh, fucking. So he's like, I'm sitting here with my dick in my hands. And you got him a fucking sock.
He goes, well, Joe, it didn't even cost me anything. I got a connection with him. I'm like, that's even worse.
Well, not really for Perez. No. It's a great gift.
No, yeah. It's a great gift. I'm not saying that, but I'm saying that.
I know what you're saying. Like, you thought,
now, Bob, does he have deliverables for that thing? Like, is he going to have to start putting out stories with the Sweathouse Company?
Yeah, he's got a little bit of, he's going to have to pop something up.
Not so sure that's that good of a gift anymore.
No, because it's not a crazy amount. It's not.
He's going to tell Perez he's not protective
to his brand, though, Bob. If that doesn't match the brand, you know, that's a problem.
No, but that's actually wrong in the sense of he'll put any on his Instagram. He'll put anything. He doesn't care. He doesn't give a shit. He's got deliverables. He's got a few deliverables, and he'll meet him. He's already got one. He already reposted it. So he's already got one.
Oh yeah, that's right.
He's got one out of the board. But it's a great company. And shout out Sweathouse. It's called Sweathouse.
Maybe they want to sponsor the Brilliantly Dumb Show while they're at it.
Could very well be.
We're in the market.
They're great.
We're in the market for some sponsors.
They really are. They're awesome. But yeah, we left the golf course and I told him that I had to get home. So he drove Joe home and then I just waited outside of his garage. And then when he opened his garage, he was there. He was very appreciative. It was very neat. But Joe, I should have said something and I apologize about that. Mike V, congrats on being back. It looks like Chicago is back and they're destined for... By the way, did you have a source that were leaking the draft picks early?
Yeah. I always
have that.
Mikey put up on his only subs. He said, going to be posting the picks before they come in. If you want to impress your friends, feel free.
I know a couple of my buddies use it as like a parlor trick. And like their friends are like, how the fuck do you know that that's the pick? They didn't even put it on TV yet.
Wow.
Yeah. But I mean, listen, fun night. Fun night. Jets got Jordan Travis yesterday. I thought that was a sneaky play for the Jets.
Yeah.
Sit him behind Rodgers for a couple years. You know, it's a shame the way he got hurt. He was tremendous before he got hurt at Florida State. He was awesome. So I think that'll be interesting. Joey D, Packers did a lot of lunch pail work. I saw they drafted three safeties, which is great.
They got some good players. They got a really good running back, too.
Yeah, from USC. Marshall.
Yeah.
Tell you what concerns me, man. I mean – can we get our quarterback? Can we get Josh Allen some help, man? What the? They traded their pick.
That Xavier Worthy would have been nice.
The thing about the Xavier Worthy pick was that, like, you're trading to a team that you always have difficulty beating. Like, that's like your Achilles heel, the Kansas City Chiefs. They're one spot behind you, and you hand them a guy like Xavier Worthy who ran a 4.240. Like, you're telling me that they couldn't have used this guy after losing Gabe Davis and Stephon Diggs? I don't know. Man. A little mind-boggling there from the Bills, but
it's crazy, man. It's
they got Keon Coleman. That was like he's good from Florida State. He's a good receiver, but you know, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know.
You know what?
Chiefs are just going to be good again now.
Oh, Chiefs are going to be, bro. Chiefs are going to be better next year, I think.
You know what I got such a kick out of every single year in the NFL draft? Could you imagine going to the draft and sitting there with like your team, like face painted, your team, and then like
no matter who they pick, it's just one pick.
It's really, and those guys are characters to where I love watching it because it's, I mean, you see some characters.
You see that guy, you see the guy who dresses up as a bear, like literally wears like a bear outfit, like the bear head and the claws and all that shit.
No.
Yeah, yeah. He's always like, they always show him on TV. He was at the draft. Like,
they always show the guy who dressed up like the eagle, the with the face paint.
That guy, too. That guy.
He's always there.
What's the number, Mikey, to get you to do that? Like not even to the bear where they can't see you, but like where you're like front row, like face painted, like everybody knows it's you. Like what's the number? What are you gonna need to go do that?
Tens of thousands, bro.
Because
like I enjoy watching and tracking the draft so much, and I would lose all of that if I was there. Like I wouldn't be able to do any of that, and that would be annoying for me.
And well, nobody you'll see all the picks.
Yeah, but you really wouldn't like. Here, look at this. Is the guy I'm talking about? Look at this guy,
Mike. You kind of had like a Francesa there.
I met that guy when I went to a Bears game. Obviously, so the big tailgate party, like you pull up to this tailgate. Which, by the way, the parking situation by Soldier Field is it's a nightmare the way they have it set up. But anyway, the biggest tailgate there, they have a massive like thing. You buy a bracelet, you go in, food, drinks, whatever, for like a flat price. This guy is tucked away in the corner of the tailgate in his own private like little pup tent, sitting Indian style in a pup tent, like you're going to visit like an Indian chief. It's insane. It's like so bizarre. And the fact that he's at all these things, it's like this guy... Like, he's got to be spending a ton of money to do this shit every week. Like there's no way he's doing it. You know,
might be sending him.
I don't know, man. I don't know.
Like,
I don't
some
know
of these super fans, like, they get, like, he's preferential a
super
treatment.
Fan. That guy's a legitimate super fan. Like, he's just different level.
Like, the guys that they're wildly entertaining that, like, call into sports radio. Like, that's that breed of people. And I love watching that type of
Mikey's
stuff.
Mikey's one tier away. Being that super fan. You're not far away. I mean, we might see in the next 5 years.
You know what, Mikey? Truth be told, I don't think that that's true, though, because I've only been to one Bears game in my entire life in Chicago.
You live and breathe Chicago Bears.
But to be a super fan, you got to be one of these whack jobs that like camps out every Sunday in the lot. Like 3 hours before
your
the game
nickname
starts.
Is
like,
Bear Down Cuz.
I understand that, but you have to understand that.
What are we talking about?
I mean, I'm trying to explain it to you, but you just keep fucking spewing shit out of your mouth. So I don't know how I'm going to explain it to you. My viewpoint on it. My viewpoint on it is like as big as of a fan as I am. Like you have to be a certain level to be a fan like that. That's a different animal.
That's what I said. Like, you're like one tier below that.
Like you gotta.
You've probably been to more Packers games in Green Bay than I've been to Bears games.
You got a dick.
I've been to two. I've been to one. Like, but you got in a fight on Twitter with other Bears fans because of a fucking.
You got in a fight with someone on Twitter yesterday about salt and pepper. What are you talking about? Come on,
I'm starting to like that Twitter game.
There you go. Guy goes, what is it with salt and pepper at restaurants? Is the food not seasoned correctly?
It's true, like, man.
That's the wildest.
If I'm a chef, I am absolutely.
No, every restaurant in the world has salt and pepper.
No, they don't. All right. No, they don't. All right. Not the good ones.
All right. I don't know.
I'd feel insulted if somebody put salt and pepper on my table.
Guys eating a Dorsia every week. What can I tell
you? No. I understand an old school diner. That's what they do. But like most, like restaurants, like a good restaurant shouldn't have salt and pepper.
Bob, weigh in here as a neutral party, if you can, if it's possible.
Sure.
Okay.
It's an insult to the chef.
What would you say the percentage
it's an
of
insult to the chef?
This guy, man. What would you say the percentage of restaurants you've been to in your life where you've seen a salt and pepper shaker at the table?
I would say this is, if it's a nice fancy restaurant, you're not going to see it.
I did not
ask. All right.
This is the problem. Exactly the problem.
I would say
40%.
Get the fuck out of here. No way.
No, I would say 60% salt and pepper.
I would say at least. Yeah, I would say around 70. Although coming to think about it, like really, really, really nice places, I guess that's correct.
Never. That's what made Joe's tweet so funny. Is like, I agree. Yeah. By the way, it's kind of funny in the sense of like what he was saying. Like, I don't know if the thing is, I don't think he meant it for a bit, but like it is a funny bit to where like the salt and pepper, are you pretty much assuming that whatever you're having isn't seasoned
properly? Yeah.
I get kind of where he's going, but I don't
might
know
as well what he meant. You might as well put garlic, chili flakes. You might as well put fucking cumin up there. I mean, like, why not just give them all the spice?
Give me all the spice.
I wanted to start our buy or sell segment because I gotta buy.
Hudson has
finally entered the Twitter world, and first off, he entered it in the exact way
yes
that you would expect him to enter it. And yes, I kept this for the show because, like, the way he came into the Twitter world.
Unreal.
Was just classy. Unreal.
It was so great. I quote tweeted it and I said, this is exactly how I pictured Joe's first tweet. Yeah, is it not true, though?
Well, let's read it. He said, first tweet and the account's at Cutsy Says.
Which, by the way, at Cutsy Says is tremendous because it's so finite in that this is what he's saying. This is how it goes. Everyone else shut the fuck up.
I can't. No one else can take what I'm saying except for myself. Like it's it's branded. It's me.
You have a burner account that's been tailing your ass, dog.
Yeah, this I flamed him.
On you like white on rice.
No, but Joe, he's helping you out.
But I also flamed him though. Because he's like, this was a terrible take. I was like, as my burner, I'm going to need you to support my takes.
Yeah, I saw that.
I mean, you're going to be my burner. You got to at least support my take. You can't come at me.
I got to find it. But his first, he signs up at Cutsy Says, and his first message is it just me or do iced coffees taste significantly better when purchased rather than made from home? And I heard that, and I thought of Mikey B's impression of him to where, like, I almost want to do a segment where every week Mikey just reads Cutsy's tweet in Cutsy's voice. And it's just so good. And then the response, he had a response where immediately he starts going at it with people. Like,
yeah, it's so good.
A guy responds, get an espresso and you'll have a good coffee at home. He responds, I have one. then another kid says, this is our first tweet, really? And Gutsy responds, sorry I didn't blow your mind with my tweet.
Yeah. I mean, what did people want me to do there? Cure cancer? Yeah. I don't know. Like, it's me. I just use it as like whatever's going on in my head.
That's exactly what it's meant. That's exactly
what
it's meant.
You should do, yeah.
That's exactly what it's meant.
So am I doing a bad job in the Twitter world?
No.
I think you're doing a fantastic job, honestly.
That's why I'm buying. I mean, Joe.
Because I'm just doing it the way that I see it. I don't know the ins and outs. Now, some people have pictures with retweet quotes. And I don't know how to do all that.
Yeah, you'll get that, though.
I'm not too great. I asked Mikey the other day about a thing. I'm not too great with that either. But yeah, he just, it was so perfect. And then I'm getting messages last night and I go over to check that Mikey and Guts are going at it about the Bears.
See, I knew that people would, like, people are going to eat that up. Like, the Bear, like, football season is going to be a lot of fun because people are just going to, like, people were going wild about me and Joe going back and forth.
It was best. I was getting blown up about it. And then I went over, and then every like 5 minutes I would go to check. Cause like I wouldn't get notifications on it. I would go to check to see you guys going at it, and it's really he entered. He's doing everything you would have wanted him to do.
That's right. That's right. And now the whole band is on there now, which is good.
Yeah,
good. It was important. It was important for the brand.
Well, now knowing what's happening with my Instagram, Twitter might be my new thing. I might have to abandon fucking. I might have no followers by the end of the week. I might have to go all to Twitter. Or why is it X? I looked Twitter up and I couldn't find it. It's just a giant X.
When what's his name bought it, he just changed it.
Yeah. That's obnoxious.
Dude, Instagram's been glitching though to where
it's bad. My subscriber group chat, they fucked that up. Like people are going crazy. They're like, start a Discord, do this, do that. I'm like, bro, are you fucking nuts? Come on, man.
What do they think? You don't have any time for yourself? Your whole life revolves around a chat.
Dude, I mean, I'm never even in the chat. I just create the chat every month. And
I used to go in that chat and people, they're out for blood. I couldn't do that, man.
Yeah.
And then every once in a while, somebody be like, Cutsy, we need you back in the chat. I'm like, no, you don't.
I was
with other voiceless members.
The chat guys are a different breed, bro. They're a different breed. But even still, the point is that Instagram is like, And the problem with Instagram is that there's nobody, you can't talk to any, like,
well, you Facebook can't reach out to anybody. Facebook doesn't have a customer service either. No, it's a problem.
It's just there's nobody to talk to. It's insane.
Now, if you're watching this too, like 99% of people, I could see here why, how ridiculous it sounds. You know what I mean? Like us being this worried about Instagram, but it is true. I mean, this is it's crazy.
It's our
as
livelihood.
It is. It's what we do now. But I really have come to the understanding that it just could be taken away at any time. What Joe said before is true. I do try and get as many platforms as possible. Think about it. IG glitches every single day. TikTok might be banned. If TikTok gets banned, that crushes me. I mean, that's really.
Do you see a lot of revenue from TikTok?
Now
companies are starting to use TikTok now.
Yeah, yeah. Brands more and more.
I gotta use TikTok more now.
I don't use it at all, Joe.
It's important. It's the good thing about TikTok is, Mikey, is you could just put anything on there. Anything.
But like
your Mel Kiper videos, any of that stuff would hit. But the problem with TikTok is I never know. Like at least on Instagram, I've been on long enough, I can kind of gauge, oh, this is gonna do very well
I'll
put something on TikTok. I put the thing of me smashing those weeds on TikTok, it did nothing. I put it on Instagram, it fucking went nuts.
Right,
I never know what is going to hit or what's not because the audience is different. A lot of people are only watching for a fraction of a second.
I sent Bob that video that I put up the other day, and it made like the analytics on it made no sense whatsoever. It has like almost 500,000 views now, but all the viewers are non-followers, like 95% are non-followers. Yeah, but that doesn't make any sense is what I'm trying to say.
Well, you got to look at the analytics, Mikey. If it's being shared a lot,
yeah,
then
it was shared.
I always look at the shares and the views. Those are the two biggest things. If it's getting shared a ton, it could go viral.
It's just 7% of your followers. That means because it's gotten so far out there that
that's
everybody
good.
That's seen it. Yeah.
That's going to bring new people into the Bear Down Cuss camp.
It's all about analytics, baby.
That's what Joe tells me.
It's all about analytics. Well, let's head on over to Joey D, also known as Cutsy Says, for his buy or sell of the week.
That's right. Listen, if you wanna hear my daily thoughts and tweets, Cutsy Says is now officially on Twitter.
I mean, Jesus, Joe, we just gave you a whole promo where we just talked about it for 20 minutes. You got to promo it again.
Let him cook. Let him cook.
That's the only time I'm going to promo.
Let him cook.
I'm selling this week, and Mikey's not going to like this, but I have to. I'm going to sell it, and I've given this a chance. I've been open-minded about it. I am selling the East Coast time zone. I'm selling it. I have to sell it. Now, I think my opinions about it may change come football season. But right now, I mean, there's Canucks games, hockey games, NBA games starting at 10:30 at night. I'm not in my early 20s anymore. I can't be going to bed at 1:30 in the morning to watch a sporting event. It's just preposterous. And you know, Nicole likes to go to bed early. So I'm sitting in here watching the Canucks game the other day, fucking biting my nails on pins and needles, and I can't even be loud. It's too late. It's too late. It's not good, man. It's like, no, I mean, people, and I'm thinking about myself for my own selfish reasons. There's people who have to go to work the next morning. Imagine having to stay up to watch your team play till 1:30 in the morning, and then you got to get up in 5 hours to go log into work.
I don't necessarily disagree, Joe, but to get the full scope of things, and you might even sell it more after this, you have to wait for Football Sunday to decide if that's really what you want to roll with. And again, you might sell it even more, but Football Sunday is going to give you the real scope. By the way, I feel like we've bought and sold the Pacific Eastern Standard Times as much as YouTube TV, maybe.
Not quite.
We've discussed it. I don't know if it was ever officially a buy or sell, but we've discussed it a lot.
But yeah, Joe, you gotta wait till Sunday and see what you get out of the Football Sundays.
Maybe it'll make me change my thoughts because Mikey always swears by it. I do like the idea that you can have a whole morning before the football games.
Yes.
But these games, these late games are absurd. Like,
but Football Sunday, you're not NFL, you're not.
No, I understand that.
You'll be in bed by 11.
I want to watch the Canucks. If the Canucks make a deep playoff run, I'm going to be up fucking late for a while. Like it's not ideal. I think I speak on behalf of all of that. Like, Mike, I don't think you disagree. Would you?
No, I mean, listen, if the Yankees, like, I hate when the Yankees are on the West Coast and those games start at 10, I'll say this, since the pitch clock, implementation of the pitch clock, it has changed that greatly. Like, those games don't linger on and on and on and on and on the way they used to. Here's the difference. On weekdays when I got to go to work, I hate it. On weekends, I actually thoroughly enjoy it because I don't mind staying. I like that because then I have time to put the kids down. The kids go to bed. It doesn't interfere. The game hasn't even started yet. And then I could go watch the game, which is great. But during the week, it makes it very difficult and everyone complains about it. And everybody who works especially complains about it because no guys our age are staying up to watch a game that starts at 9 o'clock or 10 o'clock on a Tuesday or a Wednesday.
Not a regular season game, that's for sure.
Yeah.
I'm happy on another note that the NBA, I don't watch any of the NBA regular season. When the playoffs start, I enjoy watching it. They're going all out. There's
been some good games.
Been some good games, yeah. I mean, I've enjoyed. There's also, like, those first rounds, you get some fucking blowouts. But you know what's kind of wild is, like, the guys that we're so used to dominating, it's almost like they're going down and really is stepping into a new era to where, like, Durant, it looks like he's going down.
Pummeled.
Curry's going down. LeBron's going down. And then you got, like, guys like Jokic coming in.
Anthony Edwards.
Edwards is like, it's like this new era finally. Tatum. Coming in, yeah, it's different now, which is pretty wild as well.
Playoffs are fun, especially once you get to, like, the second or third playoff rounds where, like, the cream of the crop is left. Like, there's not, like, just these teams that have made it through the play-in tournament or whatnot. Like, when you have the best teams going head-to-head, that's when it's really fun for the NBA. And it's a shame because NBA used to be – I used to be always watching it, and the playoffs used to be electric and – you know, there's just some games that have not been good, but there's been some games like that, that Nuggets buzzer beater the other day. How great was that? That was, again, didn't get to watch it. It didn't finish till 1 a.m, but the highlights were cool.
Did you see LeBron getting killed for when he was on the podium? And he said, you know, at the end of the day, it's just basketball.
By the way, you just took my cell. So that
is
was
that,
my cell.
take it away, Mikey. Take it away.
Yeah, I'm selling LeBron's post-game interview. I'm selling LeBron's take. It's a false narrative. It's a scapegoat take. It's an easy way out take. It's a cop out. It's everything that you could ever imagine and more. It's his whole demeanor is just so arrogant and so dismissive and so matter of fact. Like, and I get it because he's came, he saw, and he's conquered everything in the NBA. I get it. I do get it. But, like, it's becoming to the point where it's like, dude, just retire. That's it. Like, just enough is enough. It doesn't even look like he's having a good time anymore. It doesn't even look like he enjoys it anymore. I don't know if he's staying just because the Lakers are going to draft his kid maybe. And that's, like, the last thing he wants to do is play with his kid, which I totally respect and get. But, like, to go up there and tell it's only basketball. Like, you, LeBron James are nothing without basketball. Nothing. Basketball made you who you are. You changed some aspects of the game. You became a mogul entrepreneur off of the game of basketball. You can't sit there and say that. It deflates most of your legacy saying that. Like, you just, and I hate to be cliche and the get off my lawn guy, and I don't want to do that, but like, could you ever picture Jordan saying that? Like,
oh, no.
Just like, no, like, or Kobe. Just, it was such a weak take, bro. Like, it really just blew my mind that when I heard it, I was like, man, this guy. Just, it's time to walk away, dude. I just think it's time for it. Like,
he's still good, though, Mikey. Yeah, he's still good.
I know. But it just, like, at what point is it like, all right, man, like, I don't know. I don't know. I think it's
more his attitude has shifted because he, like, again, like you said, he's won multiple championships. He's won multiple MVPs. He's most points scored in
multiple championships with multiple teams. Like, there's nothing else to prove. I really do think that maybe it is like a stranglehold on that organization, and he's just waiting for them to draft his kid. I really think
it's not a bad take.
And if that happens, I tell you what, too, man, Laker fans, if I was a Laker fan, I'd be pissed because that's almost like sabotaging the team. Because his kid, no disrespect, would his kid be where he's sitting right now if he wasn't LeBron James's
kid? The only thing is, though, Mikey, on the other end is if that's what keeps him in LA, it's worth taking. Like, I even think the Bucks might have done it. I think when they got they brought Giannis's younger brother in as well, it's kind of similar to that, to where that kind of does keep him in LA to where it might be worth having that spot.
What is? Yeah, I guess. I don't know. Yeah, I guess. You know? I just don't know what kind of impact he's going to have still. Like, is he going to have another? Is he going to be a major impact influence next season? A year older again? I mean, I guess. He's like Superman in a lot of respects.
That clip is going to live on forever. I mean, of course, like, it is. When they compare Jordan and LeBron and whatnot, like, the pro Jordan people in that debate are always going to have that clip and go to
Big
that.
Al loved hearing him say that.
Yeah. our buddy.
He's like a Jordan, like, diehard, and he just looks for reasons to come at LeBron. When he said that, he's like,
by the way,
LeBron's the best to ever do it. I mean, next to Michael, like, nobody, like, to me, Michael is the best to ever do it, but LeBron is there. He's like,
would you put him over Kobe?
Right there.
I would.
As a player, probably, but as a competitor, no, not as a competitor. As a basketball player, yeah, I think he's
there
better.
There was a time, but, though, I don't know when it shifted. If you want, if you want, Cavs,
I tell you what, if I got to pick a guy on my team to win one game, and I could pick between the two of them, and I have a ready-made team, and I get to choose one of them, it's a must-win one game, I'm taking fucking Kobe. Every day, because Kobe was a different animal, bro.
But there was a different time, I was animal. Saying, when he played with Cleveland, they came back from down 3-1 against Golden State, won. He was like different guy. It was like he had a different mindset. He was, now it's like you watch him and it's just like, maybe it's because
nonchalant. He tries to come off as like nonchalant. I hate people who give off like the I don't care when you really do care. Yeah. I just never get that, and it really irks me.
And he's so good that he still can do well with that mentality, which is a problem.
Yes.
Because anyone else, if they did that, they would just they'd be out of the league by now.
That was a good discussion we just had. That was a good roundtable. ESPN could air that. That was a good round. That was a good roundtable.
You should
really
tweet
was.
That, Mikey.
A good roundtable.
Clip it and tweet it.
When you get like one of those Jordan and LeBron Bates, it's kind of like hearing people debate about politics, to where there will never ever be a middle ground, and no matter what one person says, it doesn't matter, to where it's not even worth.
It's just different generations, though. I feel like with that argument, the younger generation,
part of it,
who never actually watched Jordan play. Like, luckily, Mikey and I, we grew up, and it's, I mean, towards the end, but we were able to watch some of them.
You still
I watched
knew.
Him play
eight,
against
eight,
Seattle.
Nine, 10 years
and
old,
I watched him win championships. I watched him in Utah. Like, and I was a younger kid. I wasn't like super into basketball, but it was just like, when you watch him, you knew you're watching history. Yeah. It was like unprecedented stuff. And like, I think a lot of these younger kids in the generation now, they've grown up watching LeBron and all the shit he's done, but they never really saw Jordan. Which I think that's why The Last Dance was cool to see for a lot of people, because it kind of showed a little bit more perspective. But it always turns out to me like the older generation's always pro Jordan, and a lot of the younger generation, they're more pro LeBron, just because of what they grew up watching.
Fair. Yeah. Okay. All right. Yep. Very well done. All right, boys. I think it might be that time. I think it might very well be that time. Last week we did a list of top five snake draft. It was,
and we knew
we knew. Definitely did. I You know what I was really surprised? First off, I think I came in second, Mikey.
You did. You did. Yeah.
Joe was the clear front runner.
Yeah, blowout. Yeah, blowout.
But, yo, people were, and I guess I was off with this, people were all over me for the Madden play. I didn't think that was that crazy. I thought Madden's great.
Because the game has deteriorated so much. Like, people just hate on Madden so much now. Because it's just not as good. Like, those original Maddens when, like, PlayStation 2 first came out, and like those like next gen Madden, they were so good. And like, I guess people just feel that they've actually like made them worse over time, as opposed to making the game engine better over time.
You know what's sad is people hate on PlayStation. Madden. I bought my PS5 like what, 2-3 weeks ago now. I bought the Madden game, right? And I have FIFA. I haven't even played Madden once. I haven't. I bought it more so because I know when the guys come over, like that's a good game that people want to play together. But it's,
yeah, but so is FIFA though.
Well, no, FIFA is like my. Well, yeah. I guess it's called EAFC now. But whatever.
EAFC, yeah, yeah.
But I haven't pulled it out once to play, and that just speaks to your to what you're saying, Mikey. I think it's just. In the past, I felt like Madden was much better. Now, it just it's
couple months till NCAA football. Just praying to God they don't fuck it up, because that could be unbelievable. Man. We haven't seen an NCAA football in a decade. That's the last time they made one was 2014. So I mean, like it could be unbelievable, or they could totally fucking botch it. I don't know what's gonna happen.
You know what we could do? We could do a little Twitch stream dynasty team with the boys all together.
Yeah, that'd be special.
You know, something around those shorts I think would be a lot of fun. So here's what we're gonna be doing. We're gonna be doing top five candy coming in hot this week. It's gonna be top five candy. Joey D took the cake by a long shot last week. So Joe, it's up to you on what pick you want, 1, 2, or 3.
Yeah, I thought about this for a while. Now the parameters for anybody who's listening about the candy, it is open to all platforms. So if it's gummies, if it's actual chocolate, if it's candy bars, any of those are applicable, correct, boys? If I'm not wrong.
Yeah, that's
so right. So I thought about it, and I think that after deliberating about it, I want to go in the one spot. Okay. I want to go in the one spot. And then I think Bob, you said you did win in the poll, so you'd have the choice of whether or not you want second or third, which I can't imagine you would want second, but where do you want to go?
Yeah, I'm gonna go 3. I think I figured Joey D would go first, and I think we all know what's coming in first. That leads Mikey in the 2, and I think we all know what's coming in the 1.
For me, when I think candy, I just can't think of a world where this doesn't go first on essentially everyone's list. So with the 1 slot, I'm taking Reese's Pieces at 1, and I just don't think it's even. I really don't even think it's close.
I got a quick question. If Joe goes Reese's Pieces, Mikey can't turn around and say Reese's peanut butter cups.
I sure can. That's a totally different.
I'm not going the pieces. I'm going the Reese's piece, like the peanut butter cups. That's what I'm going with.
That wasn't what you said. You said
Reese's Pieces.
No, it's not. It's two different things.
The little ones are called the pieces. The little ones are called the PCs.
Are we on fucking planet Earth right now?
Oh, no.
No, we're voting on that.
No, listen. I'm going with Reese's. There's no other altercation. You pick Reese's, it's just the buttercups. You're not going with all the fucking the bars and stuff.
Reese's
like that.
Pieces is a candy. That's what I'm going with.
I'm going with the buttercups.
Oh, boy.
What I'm going with. It's number 1 across the board. It's literally called Reese's Pieces Buttercups.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
No, Joe, I don't think it's called Reese's Pieces Buttercups.
I'm not going with the PCs. I'm going with the butter, the big ones, the ones that you have 3 of.
But Joe, you did say PCs, but
it's called Reese's Pieces, Bob. That's what the company's called.
I swear to God, I'm not going with the PCs. Here's what I would say. Okay. Here's what I would say is that
Why would I take the little ones first? I would never take the little ones over the buttercups.
But you did.
You did. But Joe, here's the thing. Here's what I think we should do. And this is the way I thought it was. once Joe takes Reese's, I think Reese's has to be off.
That's
the board.
What I'm saying. Anyways. Because
the problem
but
with
I'm going
it is
with,
it's not...
I'm going with the big ones, not the PCs. It's Reese's Pieces PCs or the small little ones.
What the fuck are you talking about? What are you talking about? You took Reese's Pieces. That's a candy. The other
the
one
is
Reese's
called,
Peanut
the
Butter
brand
Cups.
Is called Reese's Pieces. The brand is called Reese's Pieces. That's the brand.
Is it called Reese's?
Yes.
Or the Reese's?
It's Reese's Pieces is the brand.
Mikey, can we fact check that, please?
Yeah. You tell me where on this you see fucking pieces anywhere on that. You tell me where you see pieces or pieces, however you
fucking
say.
I didn't say pieces. I said Reese's Pieces. That's the name of the brand.
No, I got news
I'm
for
going
you,
with
pal.
The buttercups.
I got news for you. I got news for you. This is what you said. This is what you said.
Can I?
And
can
this
can,
is
can
what,
I?
This is what should have.
That's
went
not what
1-1.
I meant. Can I ask? Can I? Can
okay,
I
but
say,
that's Reese's Pieces, Bob.
Okay.
You're doing the research for yourself over there.
I
see.
I am.
Can I put this to bed right now? Can
sure.
I put this to bed
yeah,
right now?
Yeah, you're taking the peanut butter cups. We know.
If in fact I meant the little ones, why would I get so upset if you went and took the cups after? If that was my intention.
Because you made a mistake?
No, you can't go. If I wanted to take the little ones, why would I get upset when you went and tried to take the buttercups after? I wouldn't, because I would have intended to take the little ones. So if I said it the wrong way, then
okay.
I am sorry.
Okay,
my
okay,
intention,
okay.
You understand what I'm saying,
yeah,
Mikey?
Yep,
if
yep,
I
yep,
intended
yep.
to take the little ones, I wouldn't be upset for you to take the buttercups.
I just think that you need to do some long, hard reading on Reese's, the brand of Reese's. That's
I'm
all
sorry
I'm
if I said it wrong.
It's okay.
I'm not trying
okay.
to cause. I'm just
I know.
Saying if I really
but
wanted
you,
the
but
little
you
ones.
Do realize how insane it is to sit here and listen to you say, I didn't say, I said pieces, but not PCs. It's
okay,
not PCs. I meant the
I
pieces,
the,
not the
okay.
PCs.
If I said it wrong, my apologies. I'll
okay.
put my hand up. But
good.
I'm just saying, Mikey, if I did intend to take the little ones, I wouldn't be upset if
Joseph,
you took the buttercups
with
next.
The number one overall
Wait,
pick,
but
has the correct
but,
pick, which was Reese's Peanut Butter Cup.
Okay.
So
yes, that's what I wanted.
Okay.
Yes.
As the committee, the committee is agreeing now to let him go back.
You understand what I'm saying, Bob?
I'd like to move on. I'd like.
Okay.
To move
on. Sure.
I did not mean that to be a whole thing. I just, if I did want the little ones, I wouldn't.
All right. All right. All right. All right. All right. Let's move
on. I'm gonna take peanut M&Ms. M&M peanut.
M&Ms. That's a good one. That's a good
peanut
one.
Peanut M&Ms, please.
That's a good one. That's good.
Okay, I'm going to go with Snickers. Give me
okay.
Snickers in the three. And then go ahead. And then give me Twix.
Okay.
Snickers and Twix.
It's a pretty good 1-2 there, Bob.
Yeah, I feel good about that. And now we head back to Mikey B.
Give me Sour Patch Kids.
Yeah, that's a really good one. That was right on my list. You know, a crazy thing, by the way, these drafts, it could come down to one pick.
Sure.
That Halo pick was literally everything.
I said it as soon as it happened because you took it right from me. Killed me. Killed me. Absolutely killed me.
Yeah, that Sour Patch Kids was high on my list too, man. Oh man. Okay.
I can't get over the PCs thing, bro.
That will go down.
That is just great.
Really, that'll go down as one of the bigger controversies the show has had. That will.
Yo, just to let you know, because I love you dearly, you are going to get eviscerated in the comments.
It's gonna be.
I know you're looking like that. Like, how could that be possible? But I'm just giving you the forewarning. Just don't even look at the comments.
You don't like the. You
people
don't
are
like
gonna go
pick?
For blood. I love the pick, but that's not the pick that you made. But we're
that's
past
the
that.
Pick that I intended.
I know that. I know that. I'm just saying, stay away.
So
from
if
the
I said it wrong, sometimes I have a wrong way with words. I don't understand. It's not like it's a
but
fucking
at the,
mystery.
But at the end of the day, it's all about analytics, and that's what it comes
and
down to.
And accountability. The double
analytics.
A, the double A's of the Brilliantly Dumb Show. Accountability, analytics.
I like that a lot. I like that a lot. All right,
so I got two picks now. Jesus, the Sour Patch Kids, that really threw me for a wrinkle. All right, I am going to go with Butterfinger.
Great bar. Love that bar.
And then on the way back, I am going to take... This is fucking tough, man. On the way back, I'm going to take, I think, Starburst.
Yep. Mikey B?
Put me down for...
Every week is a battle.
Yeah, it is. I hate taking back-to-back gummy shit, but give me gummy bears.
That was the other one I was looking at, too.
I'm going to go right out of the gate. Give me Kit Kat. Give me Kit Kat at 3.
You need, like, some gummy candy, I think, Bob. Because you got the candy bars down,
I'm big on taking. Wait, has anybody gone Skittles?
No.
Oh, give me Skittles at 4.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm big on the best available player. I rather than building the roster.
I get it.
I'll take Blow Pops.
Great pop, great lollipop.
Great lollipop.
Great burger.
Great burger.
You think about like hearing us like on that Reese's Pieces debate, like it's a Sunday morning. Like, do you ever think our world would come to where like it's a Sunday morning and here we are and our job is viciously debating whether or not like if you heard that like when you were in grade school like and knew that were in college that like that's where it was gonna lead.
Been training our whole lives for this, Bob.
That's unbelievable.
I'm going to go Hershey's.
What, just a Hershey chocolate bar?
Yeah, the Hershey's.
Good pick.
And then I'm going to finish it off with Swedish Fish.
Fuck, great pick.
I don't like Swedish Fish, man. They stick to my teeth so much. Like, really, more so than anything. Maybe that's just me.
God, it gets tough now. Gets really, really tough now.
Yeah, it does. Yeah, it does. Damn, Bob fucking monopolized the fucking candy bar game, dog. Really? Yeah, what
does he have? Kit Kat, Twix.
He's got fucking he's got fucking everything, dude.
He's got Kit Kat, Twix, and Snickers. He's got all candy bars, but they're good ones.
No, I got Skittles too.
Yeah, Skittles is good. Skittles, I feel like I can have like so many of them, but then after a while I get tired of them.
Well, that's because you've had so many of them.
Well, no, I'm saying I rarely have the entire bag, is what I'm saying. Normally I'm down for the bag, but not when it comes to whole Skittles.
Look, sometimes the bag is big enough.
I'll welcome the tag.
That's a great line.
No, it's if the tag is big enough, I'll welcome the bag.
That's the best. All right, Mikey B, we're going to head it on over to you, big dog.
Yeah, give me the Baby Ruth. Take the Baby Ruth bar.
Baby Ruth. Okay. Give me for my final... Give me for my final. I think I'm gonna roll with give me nerds. Give me nerds at 5. Could be nerd rope, could be nerds.
Mm-hmm.
Give me nerds at my 5.
All right. Joe,
what are the lists?
Reese's peanut butter cups, Butterfinger, Starburst, Hershey chocolate bar, Swedish Fish. I got peanut M&M's, Sour Patch Kids, Gummy Bears, Blow Pops, Baby Ruth bar. Bob's got Snickers, Twix, Kit Kat, Skittles, and Nerds.
Okay. All right. I mean, I really,
this could probably go anyway. I don't know.
It depends. If you like gummies, yeah, I think Mikey, you have the gummy world. I think if you're just like strict candy bar, I think Bob's got some
Bob's
of those.
Got the candy bars.
And then I kind of have a mix of everything. So yeah. It just depends on how people view that. It'll be interesting. I think it's kind of close. I think all lists are pretty good.
You know what's a great pop is I love a good blow pop, but also the old school. They have it at this diner that I go to by here. Are the good old Tootsie Pops? Those were always great.
Those are good.
Those were a lot of fun. I didn't think you guys loved the top five. I actually think that's a good top five. I mean, we're leaving here really not knowing who's taking the cake.
It was good. Who do you think has the edge? I don't know. Mikey, I think you're the gummy bears and the M&Ms with the what was the other
peanut M&Ms?
Sour Patch Kids.
The Sour Patch Kids is a good. The Sour Patch and the gummy bears is good. But then Bob, you got the candy bars, and then I mean, I don't know. I actually kind of like my list too. It's very
interesting. It's gonna be a good battle. This is what it's all about.
It is.
I'd like to see a close, like neck and neck, like the ones where it's like over before.
This is probably going to be very close. There's no way that one person is just going to blow everybody else out in this. No way. It'll be close. It'll be close all across the board.
Tell you what, boys. Overall, very fun podcast. This is what it's all about. If you folks could all do us a favor, make sure you go ahead and hit that like button or that subscribe button for the boys. We love you. Thank you, as always, for listening. It's been another fun episode of the Brilliantly Dumb Show. And as always, we will see you next week.